Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking some really interesting items here. The folks at InsuranceQuotes.com have come up with a list of the most expensive cities to insure your vehicle. So we've got a very special guest standing by to tell us all about that story. Coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, we'll be joined by the head of consumer affairs for General Motors, James Bell. Former automotive journalist. He's now working for GM, doing a great job there. And we're going to be talking about some of their recent stories. Got a lot of feedback the last time James was with us about the internal name Super Cruise is what they're calling it, the advanced cruise control that General Motors is going to be having on an upcoming top-of-the-line Cadillac model that you'll be able to take your hands off the wheel and your feet off the pedals. And lots of people have emailed me up and called up with a question, so I'm going to relay those to James. But James is also going to talk to us about tailgating. Tailgating has gone high-tech, according to James. And GM has got some really cool bells and whistles for those folks who like to partake in tailgating, whether it's at a college game, football game, or a professional football game, or a basketball game. Or I know in the summertime, a lot of people go to concerts, tend to tailgate if they're out in one of those outdoor amphitheaters. That was very popular in my neck of the woods in New England. So we'll be joined by James a little later on in this hour of the broadcast. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or you can email us up here. We look at the email all the time while we're on the air. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. They both go into the same account. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Right now, we welcome back to the program somebody that we've had with us before, and I really enjoyed her last appearance with us, and so she's back again to tell us all about this very interesting story about the most expensive cities to insure your vehicle. She is a senior analyst with InsuranceQuotes.com. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Laura Adams. Laura, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me, Bob. I'm doing great.
Well, this is a really cool idea that you guys came up with about coming up with this list. Tell us a little bit about the reason why you guys decide to compile this very interesting list of most expensive and least expensive cities for car insurance.
Right. There are so many factors that go into the rate that we have to pay for auto insurance. And we know that where you live is a huge factor. So at InsuranceQuotes.com, we always like to quantify things. So we thought, well, let's get together a list. Let's really do the research and find out where the U.S. cities are, you know, where they rank, how they stack in terms of who's paying the most. And we took a look at the top 25 most populated cities and really analyzed data there. And we found some really interesting things among that top 25 list.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating list. So why don't we take a look at the list here. We can run it down kind of David Letterman style or however you'd like to. why don't we look first at the sour side of the fence, the most expensive cities for car insurance. Why don't we take a look at the top 10? What comes in at number 10?
Yeah, so when we're looking at the most expensive city, Detroit comes out at the top, and it really comes out at the top. It's way ahead of even the number two and number three positions on the list. What we're finding is that Detroit metro residents are paying 165% more than the national average.
Wow.
There are a lot of things going on there, and you know, unfortunately, they're just really getting hammered when it comes to car insurance.
That is a staggering figure, 165% more than the national average for car insurance. Is it because of any particular laws or rules regarding insurance and the kind of coverage that you have to have in the state of Michigan and in Detroit in particular?
Absolutely. What we know is that the states that have no-fault insurance tend to be higher in general. If you're not familiar with no-fault, maybe you live in a state that doesn't have it, you may not be familiar with it. What it is it's simply a type of car insurance where the insurance provider has to cover damages incurred to the customer in an accident regardless of who's at fault. So let's say you get into an accident, somebody hits you, and you're totally innocent, had nothing to do with the accident, you just all of a sudden get rear-ended. What happens in no-fault states is you're going to go to your own insurance carrier for whatever claim that you need to make. You're not going to go to the other person's carrier, and your insurance company is not going to go to that other person's company to get compensation. So we see that this is really more risky for carriers, and it really makes sense when you think about it. You know, they've got to raise rates in these states to compensate for that potential risk, and that's definitely what they're doing in Michigan.
Interesting. I know I'm presently living in Florida, but I spent all my life in Massachusetts in the Boston area before moving down here for some media reasons. I'll probably eventually go back to New England, but Massachusetts was a no-fault state, and I think the reason why they started doing it was to avoid clogging up the courts with a lot of hassle lawsuits back and forth about blame. But nevertheless, like you say, it has a residual effect when it comes to the car insurance rates, and Detroit is definitely paying an awful lot. Behind Detroit, makes sense, New York City, is that number two?
It is, right. And, you know, for New York City, we know that population density is playing a really big role there. You know, they have just, you know, a lot of cars on the road. The more cars that are on the road, the more likelihood there is that people are going to get into accidents in the first place. And whenever that likelihood is seen by companies statistically, they can make that correlation and say, yes, we're seeing these particular zip codes, these particular areas, you know, have more claims and even more expensive claims, they're going to raise rates in those areas. So that's really something that New York and also Miami, that's number three on the list, that they're dealing with. And also in these big metro areas, we find that people are driving more expensive cars on average. You know, you really see a lot of high-end pricey vehicles, and of course, they're more expensive to repair or replace.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I mean, if you've ever driven in New York City, and when I lived in Boston, I used to quite often drive down to the New York Auto Show, and it was always a scary experience because you know, those New York City cab drivers are just in a league of their own, to say the least, and everything is very expensive. Their parking is very expensive, and you can see how accidents can happen. There's a lot of one-way streets, and if you're not familiar even with navigation telling you where to go. I was in Greenwich, Connecticut for the classic Concours event, and I had to pick up the press car in New Jersey, and I had to go through New York City. I missed my plane, Lord. And even I had navigation and everything else, but I missed my plane just because of the congestion and the traffic and the craziness of New York City. So that definitely makes sense, what you're saying. Miami in third place. I've never been to Miami myself. I need to take a ride down there, but I know that there are a lot of exotic car dealerships down in that neck of the woods and probably a lot of very expensive rides. I asked my producer, John, to guess what he thought was going to be the top City, and he guessed Los Angeles. That's number 4 on the list. When we come back, more with Laura Adams from InsuranceQuotes.com. She's a senior analyst. We're going to talk about some of the areas that are less expensive, the least expensive states to insure your vehicle, least expensive cities. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Give
giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Our very special guest is Laura Adams. She is senior analyst with InsuranceQuotes.com. We're talking about a very cool list that InsuranceQuotes.com put together about the most expensive, that being Detroit City, to insure your vehicle, and the least expensive. Before we go any further, Laura, let's tell folks all across North America about InsuranceQuotes.com.
Yes, InsuranceQuotes.com is a really great site that's free for consumers to go and get quotes, not only for auto insurance, but also home, renters, life, health, business, any type of coverage that they might be looking for. So it's a great way to make sure you're not overpaying for coverage and to look at multiple quotes all at the same time.
That's cool. I didn't realize that it was beyond the auto insurance realm. So any type of insurance, you can get some great information, some great quotes there at InsuranceQuotes.com. How cool.
Yeah, we're also writing articles and always giving a lot of good free information. And, you know, talking about the most and least expensive cities, we just created a tool for consumers where you can go in and put your zip code where you live and then put another zip code maybe you're thinking about moving and where you might go and see how that's going to affect your rate. Will it make it go up or down and by how much?
That's a really, really valuable tool. Another thing that I have learned and like to share with my listeners, Laura, and I'm pretty sure that you would agree, if when you're shopping for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, sometimes it's not a bad idea to call your insurance company or your agent and ask them, you know, I'm considering this vehicle. How much is it going to cost me to insure this vehicle versus this vehicle? Because there can be some significant differences.
Absolutely. And in fact, we also have a tool on the site that can help consumers with that same issue, actually putting in the vehicle that you own now and then the vehicle perhaps you're thinking about buying and seeing what's going to happen to your rate, because a lot of people do get surprised if they buy a more expensive vehicle or maybe it's just a different type of vehicle, class of vehicle, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, your rate goes up and you didn't expect it.
Well, let's talk about some happy news here. We told folks about Detroit having the highest rate of car insurance in the nation. Second place went to New York City. Third place to Miami. Fourth place to the greater Los Angeles area. And that's another area that is so immense in size. It's one thing I noticed when I worked for Motor Trend for 10 years. I used to fly back and forth a lot from Boston to L.A. and just the overall size of the L.A. area. And, of course, that's the land of cars and the land of highways and freeways, and there's an awful lot of congestion, so I'm not surprised that L.A. is up there on the list. But let's talk about some of the cheapest average car insurance premiums. Where are some places that you can save some significant money?
Yeah, so we looked at the top 25 U.S. metro areas, and number 25 at the bottom of the list is Charlotte, North Carolina. They're paying on average 43% below the national average. So they're really getting a great deal when it comes to insurance.
Wow, that's interesting. Charlotte is kind of a growing area. I know the airport there is very, very busy and, of course, known for its motorsports activity. But that's interesting that is a really good place to enjoy cheaper than average car insurance premiums. How about in second place? What took the crown there?
Yeah, so above that we see Cleveland, Ohio. And, you know, just going back to Charlotte for a moment, North Carolina has a really interesting regulation. They're very highly regulated, and that's one of the reasons why North Carolina tends to stay low for rates in general. It's very difficult for carriers there to raise rates. So in those states where we see higher regulation, they're at the bottom of the list, typically. And, you know, we also see, interestingly, Pittsburgh at the bottom of the list, St. Louis, mm-hmm. Even Chicago at the bottom of the list. So, you know, some of these cities, it's hard to pinpoint exactly why they're less expensive. It has a lot to do with the number of people that are on the road, so traffic density, and also uninsured motorists. We see places that have higher rates of uninsured motorists being more expensive expensive, and places with, you know, less rates of uninsured motorists being less expensive.
Yeah, that makes sense. And a lot of people who live in states that require everybody to have car insurance don't realize that there are certain places in this country that it is not a regulation, a mandate by the state that you have to have certain types of coverage. There are places that you can drive a vehicle without insurance.
Right. You know, typically most states require liability. However, in some cases it's very low. And we find that a lot of uninsured motorists tend to be in the states where it's expensive, kind of like the Detroit issue we were talking about earlier. There are a lot of uninsured motorists in Detroit. So that tends to drive up rates even more because you've got a lot of claims, you know, happening with folks that just don't have their own carrier. A lot of issues that can come up around that cause rates to go even higher. So it's kind of a bad spiral, a bad cycle that you can get into with that. But, you know, one thing to consider is that if you have the option to get uninsured motorist coverage, it's a smart move because, like you said, you never know when you could get into an accident with someone who's not covered.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that I tend to recommend to my listeners and would love to get your feedback on is rental car insurance. If you're in an accident, God forbid, or you're in an accident and you cause damage to someone else's car and their vehicle is going to be in the shop for a while, there are certain states in which you're liable to provide transportation for that person. So whether it's yourself or the person that you are involved in the accident with, sometimes it's a good thing to have that coverage.
It is. And, you know, what we recommend is people ask their carrier, ask their agent, what protection do I have when I'm renting a car? Be really clear about that because it's difficult when you're standing at the counter of a rental car company trying to quickly, you know, get in and get out. It's hard to make the right decision there if you don't have, you know, some information ahead of time. So have that conversation and find out what they recommend for you. And in some cases, having your own auto insurance covers you, but in some cases, that's not going to protect you in every situation that could come up. So you may want at least some of the protections that the rental car company offers. Maybe not everything, but some parts of it.
So once again, at insurancequotes.com, folks can plug in their zip code and they'll be able to find out about their area, how it ranks. Tell us a little bit more about that very cool tool that you mentioned a few minutes ago.
Yeah, so the relocation tool allows you to put in your zip code and some just basic information and show, okay, let's say I live in New York, but I'm thinking about moving to San Francisco, putting in a zip code for that area, and it will show you, based on what you're paying now, whether your rate is going to go up or down if you keep the same car. And this is really helpful. Perhaps you're thinking about moving, or maybe you're just curious to see what the rates are like in different areas of the country.
Well, Laura, you're always a pleasure. We got to make you a regular here on the show. Laura Adams, Senior Analyst for InsuranceQuotes.com. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a pit stop, and then James Bell from General Motors is on deck. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Speaking of Corvette Stingrays for 2014-2015, the gentleman joining us here on the airwaves happens to have one in his personal garage. He is the head of consumer affairs at General Motors, and he's going to be telling us all about high-tech tailgating. Here's the man, the legend himself, James Bell. How you doing, James?
The legend himself, Bob. You've had way too much coffee this morning.
I'm just a radio geek. What can I tell you? Well, let's talk about tailgating. And, you know, so many people are into this, whether you're going to college games, professional football games. I know it's done at basketball games. I was mentioning a little bit earlier when you teasing that you were coming on that, you know, in the summertime at outdoor concerts, amphitheaters, tailgating goes on. But GM has come up with some real high-tech stuff. As a matter of fact, you guys have come up with a great idea. It's called tail gaming. I want to hear about that. Tell us, how can we create a high-tech tailgating experience?
Absolutely. Well, you've probably seen in some of the stuff we've announced recently that we've got 4G LTE Wi-Fi hotspot technology built in to a lot of our cars. And what we're looking to do is actually integrate that announcement with the fact that we're rolling it out into several of our pickup trucks from GMC and Chevrolet and also SUVs. You mentioned sitting in the Corvette earlier. I'm actually sitting in it right now, and I just hit the radio button. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
So we've got this Wi-Fi hotspot technology coming out into our vehicles. Right now they're coming out into the new GMC and Chevrolet pickup trucks, which can be used obviously very well at tailgating. But what we're saying is, okay, the Xbox games, the PlayStation games, they can now be networked into your home Wi-Fi system. And so you can play your friends in different games like Madden 15 around the country, around the world. So now what we're saying is, you know, it's boring to just bring a TV and a TV receiver to the tailgate. Now we're saying because you've got Wi-Fi connected to actually a signal coming from your truck, then you can hook your video game up to the Wi-Fi, up to the television, and you can sit in the parking lot outside the stadium. Let's say you're in San Diego and they're getting ready to play Indianapolis. You can be in San Diego, play your friend in Indianapolis in a grudge match before the game even begins. Bob, it's getting to the point that who even needs to go into the game at an actual stadium anymore? All the fun's going to be in the parking lot.
Oh, that sounds so cool. And I understand, too, with this high-tech technology that you can actually play against a stationary vehicle right at the same locale, too. So what a great thrill that would be for folks as well.
Yeah, I mean, basically, again, you're just connecting through through Wi-Fi. So if anybody else has a Wi-Fi signal going on, whether they're running it through their phone or whatever, and here's the great thing about it. People have said, well, why do I need Wi-Fi on my vehicle because I already have it in my phone or my different device or so on and so forth. Well, first off, a study just came out that showed that 9 out of 10 devices, iPad, tablets, all this sort of thing, are not connected to data plan. They're Wi-Fi only, so people are taking them to coffee shops or hotels or just using them at home. So now, all of a sudden, that device has life, you know, out in the parking lot, at the work site, at different locations, because, that Wi-Fi is now going to be emanating from your vehicle. The other great part about it is, compared to using the Wi-Fi on your phone, is that, of course, being a vehicle, we can install a much more, a much larger and much more powerful antenna. So what we find is people love it because the signal's stronger, there's less dropouts, and so it's kind of like ultra Wi-Fi, if you will.
Oh, that's great. So this 4G LTE technology, it's in the 2015 GMC Canyon and Yukon, and it eventually is going to roll out across the board, I would imagine, James.
Yeah. By the end of 2015, actually, we're going to have this technology in every GM vehicle, from the least expensive Chevrolet all the way to the top-line Cadillac. And it's a commitment that we're the only car maker to that has made this thus far, so we're very proud of that. We've seen Wi-Fi in the last couple of years in some pretty expensive luxury cars from brands like Audi and Mercedes. Mm-hmm. So we think it's pretty strong that now the entire GM lineup by the year 2015 is going to be all Wi-Fi capable.
That is wonderful. Another bit of technology that GM has that could be very useful, and I didn't think of this, but you know, if you're sharing tickets with friends and your friends are arriving at a different time and you want to get into the stadium before they're arrived at the stadium, you could actually leave those tickets in your vehicle and use the remote link smartphone app to allow those folks to have access to the tickets. Tell us a little bit about this strategy. I like it. It's cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. The remote link connects through the OnStar system, which, of course, has been standard in every GM vehicle for well over a decade now. So, yeah, just to kind of play out the scenario you've given here, maybe you've got tickets for your buddy who's coming to the game. He got stuck in traffic, so you guys decide just to go ahead and meet at the seats. You could leave his tickets in your, you know, locked away in your glove box, not have to worry about waiting in line for the will call or something like that. You could just lock them in your car, in your glove box, and lock the car. When he arrives, he could call you or send you a text. You could then open up the app on your phone and remotely unlock the car. Now, you know, we're used to doing that with key fobs, but that's only usually within a couple hundred feet range. With the remote link app on your phone, you could open the car, I don't know, you could be in Iceland and you could open the car for your friend. You could be anywhere on the planet. And so it is pretty interesting, and it's you know, it kind of opens up some great safe ways of you know, us having the kind of fun that we like to have.
Yeah, exactly. And another use that I can think of, too. I mean, while you're at the stadium, I mean, when we're in, getting into the fall here, and depending on where you're looking at the games, but if you're up in Foxborough, Massachusetts, where the Patriots are playing, and it's November, December, and it's freezing, and it's snowing, and everything else, you can fire up your app and get your vehicle all warm and toasty, so by the time you make it out to your car, you're going to be all set.
You could set it up to make sure that the seat heaters come on, that the heater is set to a nice temperature for when you climb in. And as you say, if it's icy outside, well, even the motor is going to be nicely warmed up. So yeah, you can remote start at different places. Or flip side, maybe you're out in Arizona and you know it's going to be a hot evening out there when you get out to your car, fire it up and get the AC going. So yeah, it really is. You know, again, this is technology that has been, in the case of Remote Link, been around for about 2 or 3 years now. And I think it just is something that once you have it, you think, wow, I really don't want to live without it again. It's not something you think you need until you have it, and then you must have it.
Yeah, exactly. Very cool technology. Any other advice? I get the feeling that you've done your share of tailgating in your time, James. I don't know why. I just have this. The vibe is in the air. Any other advice for the ultimate James Bell GM tailgating blowout experience?
Wow, Bob. I don't know if that's you know, a compliment or a poke in the eye, but I want to take it as a compliment.
It's a compliment.
No. All right. Very good. You're a good man. No, I've done a little bit of it. That's true. And I think the biggest trick is to make sure if you're going to do the full tailgate experience, to make sure you're really accommodating, that you've got, you know, if it's hot outside, make sure you've got shade for people that climb under. If it's cold, you know, maybe have a portable heater there. Have lots of unique food and varied food. That's always a fun thing. And, of course, it's quite often about beverages of the adult and non-adult variety. So you want to make sure that, you know, it's just like you're having a party at your house. You want to be memorable. You want people to say, hey, we got to look for that guy's GMC Yukon again next game.
You know, I'm working on weekends for 20 plus years doing National Automotive Radio. I've missed out on a lot of these tailgating experiences. I'm blown away with the fact that people actually bring the big screen TVs and the direct TV and the whole bit. I mean, it's a whole world within itself. James, as usual, you're a wealth of information, and enjoy that Corvette this afternoon. Can you start it up for us really quick? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. Let me, I'll even open up the door, and here we go, sir.
All right, here it is. There it is, your Corvette Stingray.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio? Or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Just going to give a plug here for one of our partners here on the broadcast. They're not an advertiser. They're actually a partner, the folks at Phil's Gang Radio, investyourself.com. Check that out. That is a really cool newsletter, investyourself.com. True story. You know, my dad used to play the stock market, and I played the stock market by myself, and I did well. And then I handed it over to one of those big, big, famous brokerage firms, and they diversified my stuff, and I pretty much lost all the money that I had made in the stock market. So unfortunately, it didn't happen around the time that the market kind of made a crash there in 2009, 2010, and all that. But take my advice and check this out, investyourself.com. The folks at Yahoo Autos have come up with a list of the 10 ugliest cars of 2014, so I can't resist but to share this information with you. Here's their list. Again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder and is not representative of necessarily my views, the views of the network, the views of the advertisers, or anything else, but here's Yahoo Autos. Autos list of the 10 ugliest for 2014. It's the 2014 Mitsubishi Mirage in 10th place. Coming up in 9th place, the 2014 Toyota Prius. Interesting choice there. Number 8. I'm trying not to say stuff here. Number 8, I would have this one way higher on the list because to me this should be right at the top of the list. The 2014 Nissan Juke. But for whatever reason, Nissan absolutely loves this vehicle and they do sell them. You do see them out there in the world, in highways and byways. I don't agree with this one at all, although it's a little bit overdone. Number 7 on Yahoo's list of most ugliest vehicles for 2014 is a very limited production in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Lamborghini. They built this special vehicle called the Verano, which had a 12-cylinder engine and 740 horsepower and, I believe, $1 million price tag, but there's no Lamborghini that's ugly as far as I'm concerned. This one's a little bit over the top, but it's not ugly in my opinion. Number 6 is another one that I actually like, where my daughter likes to hang out playground-wise. Somebody's got one of these vehicles, and I always look at it. I haven't driven it yet. It's called the Mini Paceman. It's a two-door Mini, and some of my journalist friends say it looks like a really heavy person kind of sat on the roof because the roof is kind of crushed down in the back. I think it looks cool. Yahoo Autos thinks it looks ugly. Number 5 on the list, the 2014 BMW X6. Interesting choice. Number 4. I have this vehicle in my driveway right now. It's a 2014 Nissan Versa sedan. Interesting choice. It's nowhere near as ugly as the Juke. And I don't. That's the opinion of Yahoo Auto, so we'll leave it at that. Number 3, the 2014 Lincoln MKT. This vehicle has gotten an awful lot of bashing. Interestingly enough, one of the coolest guys, Ezra Dyer, who is from Boston, now writes for Automobile Magazine, used to write for Automobile Magazine. What am I saying now? Writes for Car and Driver. Very, very funny guy. This is his family car, and Ezra's kind of a cool guy. So I don't think Ezra would have an uncool vehicle. So this one surprises me, too, to be on the list. Number 2, the Honda Pilot. It's kind of like a snub-nosed last-decade SUV box. As an 80s Volvo with a big-eyed face of giant halogen headlights. I kind of agree with this one. I'm not a fan. Number 1 on the list. Aha! Whoa-ho! I'm surprised because I've had this vehicle as a test vehicle and I did not consider it that ugly. But here it is. According to the folks at Yahoo Autos, it's the 2014 Infiniti QX80. Now, I had the QX60, which is a 6-cylinder version of this vehicle. This is the 8-cylinder version of this vehicle. You'll read my review of that vehicle in upcoming weeks at GCNLive.com and EpicTimes.com. But according to the folks at Yahoo Autos, they say, whatever name Infiniti finally lands on this vehicle, it shouldn't be pretty because it certainly isn't. Well, I would give, in my opinion, I would give the Nissan Juke the nod as being the ugliest new car vehicle out there on the road. Maybe you have one. Maybe you love it. The ultimate one is called the Nismo, which is kind of the tuner edition. And that one's even, in my opinion, even a little bit more ugly. But I would not agree with this list. What do you guys think? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Look at all the information you gathered in this hour here on Auto World. Not only have you learned about the most expensive city to insure your vehicle, that being Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City, the least expensive city to insure your vehicle, that being Charlotte, North Carolina. You've also learned about how to do gaming, you know, Xbox gaming remotely at a tailgating football event, or you can play against another vehicle in the parking lot. You've also learned how to unlock your vehicle using the GM smartphone app, and now you've learned the list from Yahoo Autos about, in their opinion, the ugliest vehicles out there. So you've learned a lot here in the School of Auto World this week. We want to say hello to all of our great listeners on all of our wonderful stations across North America. Every now and then I like to salute some of our favorites. We love them all equally, but we got to say hello to everybody listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. with 50,000 watts. We'll salute all the 50,000-watt stations. The information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. We also want to salute everybody listening on KPAM, K-P-A-M, in the beautiful city of Portland, Oregon. My first visit was just literally a few months back, and I can understand why you folks love Portland and love KPAM Radio. We also want to salute my good friend Jeff Davis and all the folks down in Atlanta listening on WCFO, News Talk 1160. We love getting the emails and the response from that wonderful 50,000-watt radio station. And we love all the other stations of whatever wattage, if you're a 500-watt affiliate of ours or a 250-watt affiliate or a 10-watt affiliate, we love you all equally. By the way, anytime if you have any comments or questions about anything automotive, whether you're in the market for a new car, pre-owned car, if you want to know about the latest and greatest, you can always email me up 24 hours a day, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, or if there's something gone wrong in your vehicle mechanically, I myself am not a mechanic, but we have three folks that we I'll rely on when it comes to mechanical advice. Mark Evans, ASC certified mechanic in Idaho, frequent guest here on the program. Lauren Fix, the car coach, frequent guest here on the program. And Pam Oakes, who's got the wonderful website Car Care for the Clueless. They're all certified, pasteurized, homogenized mechanics, and they can help you out. So just send me an email with your problems, and I will pass that along. You got a classic car question? I've got the man to answer your questions. Kelly Blue Books, collector car market editor, Phil Skinner, frequent guest on this program. There's nobody else in the entire world that knows the collector car market better than Phil. So you want a free estimate of value on your classic car, rare car, unusual car, email me, bob@autoworldradio, bob@boblongradio, or you can actually email Phil directly. He doesn't mind. I'm pskinner@kbb.com if you would like a free estimate of the value of your vehicle. Lots of things going down in the automotive world. The big notes this week, we keep hearing more and more leaking out about this flagship vehicle from Cadillac. Cadillac is going to have a really expensive car, probably in excess of $100,000. They're going to introduce it in 2015. Most likely, my sources tell me, it will be at the New York International Auto Show in the spring, and it will go on sale come late 2015, and there are different code names for the vehicle, but we'll just call it the most expensive Caddy. This is the one that's going to have that advanced super cruise control that can you can take your hands off the wheel, take your foot off the gas pedal, and just kick back. It's going to be interesting to see how it's received in the public. Well, it's always interesting to spend time with you guys on the other side of the radio. Thanks for joining me. I'm Bob Long. 10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.